I don't know what song you're talking about, but heck yeah.
It is weekend, everybody. For me. Welcome.
Welcome. Well, it's the weekend. You don't have to work tomorrow?
Oh my God, it's a Shaky Grave song. Look it up. It's a great one. Okay, I don't have to work tomorrow. It's my Friday, so hallelujah.
Yay!
Yeah,
Shaky Graves are great. I love them.
I have not really any plans, which is also very exciting. I'm just gonna hang low, and yeah, I keep saying that. I don't really know what that means per se, but like, yeah, we'll see what happens. I do have some very big news for the pod. We welcomed another squisher into the family. Revel Aurelian Roush was born on Tuesday, October 22nd at like 6 a.m. So, yeah, we have a new baby in the clan, which is very exciting.
New babe.
Kat had the baby on Tuesday. So, after a very long time of being in the hospital. So, yeah, we're very happy that he's here and he's healthy and mama's healthy. And, yeah, he's here now and I got to meet him. Yay! He is the squishiest, cutest little boy ever. Like, we're all obsessed with him. Like, he's so chill, very much a chiller. So, yeah, it's very exciting. And I'm just very excited to get to see them this weekend. Probably I will go over there and just, like, help out if I can on Saturday and see them and bring them dinner because, you know, just they're around the clock now and their lives have drastically changed in the last 2 days. So, yeah, we're just trying to support them as best we can. We created a meal train for them, which if you don't know is like it's just a website basically where you can like sign up for the days and it has like food allergy instructions and all this stuff and what they like and what they don't like and all that kind of stuff. So you can support them and whichever way you can. You can also like give them a DoorDash gift card or like whatever if you're like far away and you can't actually like deliver food to them. So yeah, it's a really cool idea and I think it's really cool for new parents or just anyone who is, you know, needing just like extra support. So yeah, we're very excited to have our Revel baby in the clan. Yay. So hopefully I get to hang out with him a bunch this weekend. And yeah, I just can't believe that it's literally Halloween next week. Like, what is happening? Or this week, when you're listening to this, listeners. Dun, dun, dun.
It's only technically going to be in a few days after we release this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go back. Because Meal Train is a website. And it looks like that's such a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, like, find them on their name? Or do I have to have, like, their email address?
Oh, let me send you the link. Do you want to see it?
Let me Yeah, of course. Anyway, I think that's awesome. Congratulations. It's so exciting. Yeah. Oh, I needed that to, like, lift my week. I've just had an insane week, but, like, that's the best news ever. That's so exciting.
Wait, what's going on with you? What's happening?
It's just a lot of work, honestly. Like, I'm at that point where I've been working 12-hour days for 8 days, whatever, and my house is not organized. I haven't done any meal prepping. I haven't worked out in a little bit. Like, it's crazy. I'm at that point in my life where I just need to stop. I'm on that crazy train, yo. But I did have a great day today, and I'm hoping tomorrow is cool, calm, and collected.
It's like Friday, things are better.
Yeah. And this weekend's going to be a lot of catch up. So just, you know, getting a lot of stuff done over here. I'm very, very productive.
Cool. What do you mean over here? At the house?
At the house.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
In my life in general.
No, that's great.
Just over here in the vicinity of where I'm at as a person.
Yeah. Also, you have to get ready because we're coming. We're coming to town very shortly.
So excited. I invited Haley. I hope that's okay.
Awesome. Yeah, of course.
Plus, I wanted to, like, make a shout-out to Neilani because I've been listening to a lot of Remy Wolf, and I just need Neilani to like this because I liked her song. So I just need to put that out in the universe and see if she actually listens to us.
I've been listening to Cinderella, like, nonstop, actually. I really like it.
Awesome.
Also, I heard this other Sylvanesso song in the car. It just came – I had, like, a upbeat mix on Spotify or whatever, and it knows that I, like – you know, Sylvanesso, because I've listened to Train like 1,000 million times.
Same.
And yeah, Remy thanks, Wolf Neilani. Came on that. Yeah, thanks, Neilani. Remy Wolf came on that playlist and everything too. But yeah, this new Sylvanesso song, or like one that I just hadn't heard very much, came on the radio last night. And I like literally was like, oh my God, I have to send this to Kaif. And I totally forgot. So sorry. But yeah, it's a good one. But it's just like in the car.
Which
just
one
like,
is it?
Mm, mm, mm. Oh, I have no idea. I was like, I need to do this. And then it's gone now, so I have no idea what it is. But I'll find it for
Shoot, sure. Shoot, you literally text me, don't let me forget. That was my whole lead up to you telling me what song it was.
No. That what I don't want to forget is something completely different. It's a podcast idea. Oh, my bad. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll tell you about that offline because I don't know if how we'll really like execute it, but yeah, I definitely remember that, so I will
good. Okay, yes. I love this. We're staying on track, we're getting organized, we're like ahead of the game.
Yeah, are you proud of us, everyone?
I'm so proud of us. I'm like low-key really excited for Halloween, honestly. It's one of, I mean, from the last episode, it's obviously my favorite holiday. But, like, tell me your Halloween plans. What are you, what's going on in your life? What
I'm does actually Ben do? Going actually, I don't know really what if Ben has like a specific thing. So what they do have is in like it's called the Old Mill. It's like a part of Bend. They have a trick or treating situation, but it's like all the like fancy stores. You know, it's like Anthropology. I guess it's maybe like more our mall because we don't really have a mall. So yeah, it's not fancy stores, but there is some fancy stores in there. Anyways. Yeah. So, yeah, they all the stores cute just, like, give out candy. Yeah, and it's, like, right along the river. It's really beautiful. And at the same time is when the witches paddleboard happens. So everyone just dresses up as witches and everyone paddleboards down the river, like, kind of near, like, Hayden Holmes where we go to see shows and stuff. I went to see it last year and it was – I, like, wanted to go do the witches paddle, but then I, like, went out there and it was chaos. So I was like, oh, my gosh, thank God. I didn't, like, plan to actually do this. So, yeah, that's kind of the situation that Bend has. Like, tons of neighborhoods, like, are like, oh, we're the best in Bend for trick-or-treating, you know. But I'm actually going to go to Sister's to see another friend and go to her Halloween party. So I was thinking about it last night. I was like, I feel like I should dress up, even though that was not, like, on the docket. I know, but, like, I haven't thought of anything. I haven't planned anything. Like, I don't really want to dress up. I'm just, like, not a super Halloween person. Unless everyone's, like, unless I'm, like, in a group that's, like, in it to win it. You know what I mean? But that's really not the vibe. I feel like it's, like, definitely a kid thing nowadays for sure.
All right, fine. If we all want to be, like, you dressing up is immature.
It's not immature. It's not immature at all if you're going to a Halloween party. But, like, just, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Maybe you need to find the perfect outfit. You gotta, like, get excited about your costume. Make it, like, topical and funny.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, totally. There have been some really funny ones that I've seen on TikTok. But I did want to tell you that if you did go to – spoiler alert. If you did go to Folk and Forage, even though Folk and Forage didn't happen this year, I got the full outfit for being a troll. And so did Lindsay. And she was going to be a troll with me. So I wouldn't be the only troll. So I do have a troll costume.
Halloween is so fun. But you have to lean into the costume. If you think that they're immature or whatever, then, like, obviously you're not going to like Halloween.
I'm not going to do it.
I don't have anything planned. I mean –
You're just wearing a cute outfit to see whatchamacallit?
Sophie Tucker. Like, yeah, that's such a lame cop-out move, too. Like, I don't have a costume, and I really wanted to, like, have a Halloween kid come up the door, pass out candy, and, like, you know. I literally bought, like, $180 worth of candles, those, like, tall pillar candles that are, like, black and white, because I'm going to light them all on Halloween night, and I thought, like, it would be cool to have, like, little kids come in, and I can be dressed as a witch or whatever, but we're just not ready for that. There's not a lot of lighting out there, and, like, it's creepy to, like, walk to our house. Like, we don't expect a lot of trick-or-treaters. From the main road,
yeah. That's true. Right.
Yeah. So my only option is to do Sophie Tucker, and I feel like an idiot to go to a concert like that in costume.
Why? On
the 28th or 29th or whatever instead of the 30th.
That'll be fine. It's fine.
But I can't get my husband to wear a costume, so it would literally be a solo dolo concert or solo dolo costume at the concert. So I am going to wear, like, a cute pink jumper, the one that I wore in Mexico. I have, like, an outfit plan, and I'm trying to lean into it. Like, that's going to be my Halloween thing. But no, I don't have a costume this year, and I'm really sad about it.
That's okay. It's fine. We're also in our 30s. It's going to be okay.
I know. But I'm excited for all the Halloween candy that I'm going to buy myself after I hand out. Or I think I'm going to take the rest of this Halloween candy to the office and then buy better Halloween candy. Oh,
yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, so no, I may have made a mistake because I was looking at all the Halloween candy. Guys, What is up with the Halloween candy packs? Like, why can't we create our own?
Terrible.
Because they're not great. So the options
disappointed
that we had, or I don't know how to explain it, but like there was no good options unless you wanted to buy like 1 million pieces of candy and like those huge bags. I guess I could have looked mm-hmm. at Costco. Anyways, so I did not pick the best candy bags. My apologies, because Kayfler said she wanted like a Sweetheart-y one, so I got one with Lifesavers, but they're not the good kind of Lifesavers. I realized
they're Lifesaver gummies. Blech.
Oh, what? The gummies are good. I was thinking about the hard ones. The hard ones are not good.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, also, it has Starburst, Hubba Bubba, hard Lifesavers, and Lifesaver gummies. So that is a very terrible pack because we will not be eating any of this Hubba Bubba because it is a mouthful. Holy moly. When was the last time you put a piece of Hubba Bubba in your mouth? Like, it is, first of all, it's awful. Gross. The texture of it. Foul. It was like so not good. I was freaking out when I had it in my mouth. I don't know what it is. I like have a crazy like gag reflex lately, but yeah, I was like just gagging when it was in my mouth. And
no,
because it was like so Hubba big. Bubba, you know?
Of all of the gum options in the said. World, Hubba Bubba is just not. It's just not it. That's what she said. But we have to like tell people first what we're doing. Give them like a heads up. Yeah. We're just cracking up over here.
Okay, so we're going to do, for Halloween last year, we did like a bunch of movie reviews and kind of stuff like that. We were just kind of switching it up. We're going to do a taste test review, but more of Halloween candy. And I apologize because I picked the worst bags of candy was my storyline. So we were just going to do a little quick review of a few things. We're going to try not to like chew on camera or on Mike, because that's icky for a lot of us. But
as
we have to try
before,
some things.
We are definitely not like an ASMR thing.
Yeah, definitely not.
It's not us. But sorry about it.
You're going to hear a lot of crinkling, and you're going to hear, like, I already have this open and it's still crinkly. You know what I mean? So the other bag that we have is the chocolate bag that I chose because I wanted Reese's. But then this is, again, stupid. They have regular Reese's and then they have pumpkin Reese's in there.
Literally, why do they do that? I was just talking to my husband about that yesterday. I'm like, they have two different types of Reese's. That's weird.
It's weird.
Why do they do that?
And then there's Almond Joys in it, Hershey's, and Kit Kats. I do love me some Kit Kats. That's why I got that one. But
yeah, the Kit Kat was our favorite.
There's like two Kit Kats in that whole bag. It's so annoying. Grievance for this episode is Halloween candy in general. Because
yeah, for sure.
Well, we'll save it for later. But let's do a review, like, quick. Like, which one do you want to try first? Do you want to try chocolate or chewy?
I was very excited that we decided on Halloween candy because, like, two of my favorite things on Earth, like, candy and Halloween. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to try the Almond Joy first because it's not my favorite candy.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I was going to say, yeah, let's hear it. Let's see it because out of all of them, surprisingly, like, I love me a Reese's, and for whatever reason, I did not love the Reese's this time, but the Almond Joys were hitting. The Almond Joys, like, the least sweet thing out of all of the things, I think. That's why.
Agreed.
I liked it.
I do like the coconut. The coconut's the best part.
Mm.
I will definitely mess around with an Almond Joy, but it's just not my go-to, you know?
Okay. Fascinating. What would be, if you, out of none of the things that we have here, what's your go-to? Like a Snickers?
Yeah. I think a chocolate bar.
A chocolate bar?
I want a Butterfinger. No, like a Butterfinger.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah, I would never pick that. I'm so sorry.
Really?
Never. Ever.
Yeah, Butterfinger or maybe a Milky Way. Or a Payday. A Payday is probably, but it's not a chocolate bar.
Gross. That's even worse.
A Payday is not a chocolate bar.
I feel like I agree. The Midnight Milky Ways, again, not as sweet. The Midnight Milky Ways, those are bomb. Like, so good. And I always would.
This is insane to me.
Steal
I
those.
I would never do that.
I'm glad we decided to pick bags where we both don't like any of the things in them.
Also, how did our tastes get so different? I feel like we ate the same stuff all the time. That's so weird.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll eat whatever, usually. You know what I mean? But, like, what I would go to first is actually, to be quite honest, out of all of these things, what I was most surprised about was that the Hershey's was my, like, favorite out of all of them, which is insane. Also, hot take, but like, you know how Reese's makes all of the shapes, whatever. Okay. Also, I saw this TikTok. Sorry. Side note. I'm side noting so hard. Okay.
That's like three levels of side note. But go ahead. So sorry. Well, we're all following along.
The Reese's has like makes all of the holiday like Reese's, whatever, you know. And I was watching this girl's TikTok, and it was like, how do you think they like came up with the decision to like make holiday Reese's? And someone's like, yeah, that's like. They're like two execs like talking to each other, and one's like, oh yeah, let's make like a pumpkin, and the other one's like, yeah, great idea. And then they like show the blob, and it's just like a Reese's blob, you know. And they're like, oh my god, great, greatest idea of what we've ever had. And then it's like, okay, like for Easter, like show it. And it's like, let's do an egg, an Easter egg. And it's literally like the same blob, like whatever. It's so funny because it's so true. Like, why do they have to like brand it as something different, you know? And it's literally just the same blob. But I will say, so back to my second side note, that Reese's, the shapes have less chocolate and more peanut filling, whatever, peanut butter filling. Uh-huh. And so they think they're way sweeter and like kind of intense. I like low key love OG Reese's better. What is your thoughts? Have you tried both of them? Okay.
Well, I would prefer like an OG Reese's because this looks like a turd.
Okay. Well, besides that, yes, it really does.
Literally looks like a turd. But they have more peanut butter filling and they're like more substantial of a bite. That's like, can, I don't know. I just like to pop into my mouth. You know, I don't want to have to like take two bites out of a thing.
Mm, interesting.
So the also, size of it feels weird.
I also
and the ridges that, are the best part.
Yeah, that's what I think too. Like biting them off first, you need to get all the totally. Edges off. Yeah. I
or
heard
the top of it or whatever. Like it's just more enjoyable.
The Reese's pumpkins actually have like 4 grams of protein in them. So hot tip if you're trying to up
Do
your
they
protein.
Really?
Yeah.
What? 4 grams in that tiny little turd.
Okay. Anyway. Low-key, well, let me look at the bag now because I feel like she may have been exaggerating. Hold on. Okay, 2 pumpkins. Yeah, 2 pumpkins. Wait, protein. Yeah, 2 pumpkins is 4 grams. Sorry, so 1 pumpkin has 2 grams. That's a lot. Okay.
That is considering. A lot.
Considering. Also, anyway. The amount of calories now that I'm looking at it, scary. So...
I didn't even do that. I didn't okay, do my homework enough to.
Yeah.
Okay, I won't.
Don't look at it. Okay, can we do a chewy since you just did a chocolate?
Yes.
Pick okay, wait. What do you think about the Almond Joy?
The Almond Joy was good. I enjoy the chocolate. I enjoy the coconut better than the chocolate. Mm-hmm. And it's just not my go-to. You know, like I eat almonds on a regular basis. It's not part of my. Like if I have a candy, even if it's this small, I want it to be like a very delicious piece of something that I put in my mouth because I don't eat candy a lot, even though I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Okay. In the like non-chocolate bag, we got to give it a better name than the non-chocolate bag.
Chewy bag, I've been calling it.
The chewy bag. Okay. In that one, my favorite was obviously the Starburst. Yeah. Like that's so good. Everything else was just blech. The Hubba Bubba is trash.
Get any pink ones? Oh, I did get a pink one. Oh, I got red ones too. Okay. I only ever saw the yellows. I have like a million yellows. Why do they do that also? It's so annoying. Ugh,
the yellows are the worst flavor too. Those
the oranges
colors.
Are good though.
I don't like the oranges.
Loki goes pink, orange, yellow, red.
Yeah, because I have...
Pauline Guinea's like That's literally possible? Like the biggest marketing scheme in the whole world, it comes to find out. That would be wild. Probably. You know how like those... Side note again, you know those salad bags are just like all the leftovers that they don't know what to do with, and so just throw it in a bag and then like upcharge you like $1 million. Well, it's like $3.99 for a salad bag, which is insane, but whatever. That's crazy. Sorry, I'm chewing on camera or mic, but Starburst are so good. Oh man.
This is definitely an old Starburst because it's taking me an hour and a half to chew through it. So. Anyway.
You're right, though. The Starburst are the best in that bag, for sure. Oh, my God. My mouth is salivating so much.
I'm telling you, dude. That's how you know it's an old Starburst. If it takes you, like, 2 seconds to, like, or more than 5 seconds to, like, get through the hard shell on the outside. Oof.
Mm. Okay, mine are not hard,
anyway.
Though. So, we're good over here. Yeah.
Like, Skittles are so good. Those are my favorite. Sour Skittles.
Oh, yeah.
The tropical.
Sour Skittles are good. Well, sorry. I'm low-key like, the choking purple. On my saliva.
I know, I see you. I'm so sorry. I see you struggling over there, girl.
I'm so sorry. I was listening, I promise, as I was choking myself to death. Wait, okay, tell us about What did you do for Halloween as a kid?
So I lived in the middle of nowhere, right? So like Halloween was never a, actually, okay. So as a baby until I was like 10 or something, we lived in the town, we lived in town. So like having a Halloween costume and going to my second grade, I remember that. We always had like a block party Halloween thing where we would go to different houses. My grandparents always had like us over for before we went trick or treating, you know? Yeah, I had a lot of costumes as a kid, and then we moved to the middle of nowhere. So then it was, you know, teenage years of trying to find something cool to do on Halloween because it's around homecoming. So we would always get out early, or like it was a, you know, something that the little tiny town I was living in would do a Halloween dance party thing.
Oh, fun!
I don't know. I feel like I've always had something to do until I grew up to an adult. Now it's dumb.
Yeah.
So, trying to keep that alive, but God help me, it's freaking hard.
So we always went to El Portal because all of our, a lot of our friends lived there, and it's like super fun to trick or treat in old El Portal. You know, like the Luds lived there, and the Acres, and like all of the people that I grew up with, like the Ronays, and so there was just so many houses to like hang out at, and it was so safe. You know, like we could literally run rampant. We'd always start at our friend's house, the Wahids, and all of our parents, I think, would just like want to drink there, and they would just hang out and drink, and then we would just like have our pillowcases, and we'd like run it to the very top of the hill, because that, if you're not familiar with El Portal, never mind. But we'd run to the top of the hill and just like trick or treat all the way back down to like the Wahids, because they were at the very bottom of the hill. So yeah, it was just the best. And we would just like literally just be in a huge like kid pack, kid gang, and we would just like run around. And my teacher, like my elementary school teachers, lived there too. So like one of them would always give us like a toothbrush and a pencil, and one of us would give us like homework.
It's always that house.
Yeah, for sure. And so we'd have to like write down what candy we got and like turn in the next day of school or whatever. I was like, you're going to make us do homework after we ran around town? Like, that's
absolutely
brave.
Not.
Anyways. So it was really fun. It was like very, very like core memories, like so, so fun. And then of course, like at a bunch of the houses too, like the parents had like drinks. So there was like, I do remember being like, oh, that's like not for us. That's like for parents, but I didn't know what it was, you know, whatever. But yeah, it was fun. It was a good time, definitely. So very, like, good memories of that. And we always got the best candy. There was one house, and they always gave us full-size candy bars.
Absolutely.
And then there was one
house. We always go, like, that particular neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
To get those kinds of candies.
And then there was one house. He's, like, a really famous climber, and he would give us, like, Clif bars. We'd all be like, okay. Anyways, very, you know, very El Portal. But, yeah, it was the best. So, anyways, we're never going to get through this. This candy, unless, are you done already? What do you want to
try?
No,
I mean, I feel like the gummy, I definitely all put in my mouth. And I was going to talk about the I was going to talk about the Milk Duds, but you don't have it in your bag. So
please try the Milk Duds.
And we got to save the best for the last. We're going to talk about the Kit Kat, because that's obviously number one.
I'm going to eat the Hershey's. You would eat the Milk Duds, because do you want to try the Hershey's?
No.
Okay. I'll eat the Hershey's because this one is my favorite. It's the only one I want to eat of the chocolates right now.
Are you Hershey's your favorite?
Out of this bag, yeah. I know.
Really?
That's what I was telling you earlier. You're not even listening.
Surprising. I am listening. I thought you were saying the Reese's were your favorite. You just wanted a bunch of Reese's.
No. And that's why I was sad because they were way too sweet. I was like, anyway.
Yikes.
Yeah. I just can't believe it's already, literally, can we just talk about the fact that, like, it's Halloween? Like, what is happening? That's wild. Like, when did...
I know.
Like, 2024 just, like, disappeared.
This year's basically over. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just going to say
okay, you're moving on to Kit Kat?
I'm moving on to the Kit Kat.
Okay. I'm into it. Let's do it. Ooh, I heard that crisp.
It's so good.
It's a good one. Nice.
I did not like the gummy. Even if
it's a lifesaver. Oh, you ate the gummy already?
Yeah, I took a bite of it.
They're all different flavors, though. What color did you get?
I got the red one.
Oh.
I
ate a pink one earlier, and it was, like, grapefruit, maybe? I don't know. Now I'm eating a green one.
Okay. Is it lime?
It was apple.
Ooh, get out. Really?
Mm-hmm. That one's good. Very good.
Okay. I just took a bite of the green one, too.
Oh, my God. With your Kit Kat?
I'm a rebel, baby. Hell yeah.
It's, like, the most...
I had a... I went to lunch today and I bought a, it was like apple juice and allspice tea.
Ew. That sounds gross.
It was really good.
Oh,
it was
really?
Like cinnamon and allspicy. Plus it had like an apple cider tinge to it. It was really good.
Was it super sweet? Why am I anti-sweet right now? I don't know what's wrong with me. Also,
it's okay.
Sorry, side note, because we're side noting all over the place. I bought this Chobani creamer, right? And it's like an oat milk creamer. And it was like cereal milk flavor. Doesn't that sound so good?
It does sound good.
Anyways, have you ever tried Chobani creamers? I know you don't really drink creamer, but coffee creamer.
Well, Chobani is like the yogurt, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. And so most of their coffee creamers are pretty sweet. And so I knew that I was like, oh man, cereal milk, like this is going to be super sweet. I think that they low key forgot to put sugar in mine because it's not sweet at all, which is great because I enjoy that, you know? But I wish it was like a tiny bit sweet. And also I'm looking at the ingredients and it does say like second ingredient is cane sugar. So maybe cane sugar just not as, you know, potent as high fructose corn syrup or something. I don't know. But yeah, so either they forgot it in my batch or that's why I was at grocery outlet or I don't know. Mm. Yeah, but I low-key don't hate it. Yeah, it's great. But anyways, Jess and I, when I was in Durango, we got on this huge conversation about like – you know, just like unhealthy foods and stuff. And she was like really telling me scary stuff about like oils, like, you know, anything but olive oil essentially and avocado oil. And I got real freaked out. And oat milk's like the number one ingredient in oat milk is scary oils. So I tried to move away from it, but I still love it for a creamer. Anyways, speaking of
I was just
things that are bad for your body, let's eat more candy.
I know, right? As we're having a mountain of candy in front of me. I was just thinking about that Christina Tosi. Is that her name? The girl who was like working with David Chang at Mama Fuko and made cereal milk panna cotta. Like, I wonder how rich she is these days because like cereal milk kind
of
blew up.
Yeah, so, but like, she like fell off the face of the earth. But she has a bunch of locations, like a bunch of bakeries or whatever.
She's doing milk. Like milk is pretty popular.
Yeah.
So I wonder how rich she is these days. Good for her. I was just thinking, you know, because you said cereal milk. Anyway, tangent number 20,000 on this episode.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. This is more or less just like catching up and talking about stupid stuff because it's not that fun to listen to us chew. So maybe we should have thought this through.
Maybe. Next year, I feel like we'll get premium candy and we'll maybe have a couple sponsors who can sponsor us with like a, you know,
but it's also low key
chocolate
like,
bag.
It's hard because like, I don't know. Do you want us to give you a number? Like everyone knows what all these things taste like.
Literally.
Kind of, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't know, but it's also just like fun to like do something seasonal. Cause I was like,
yes,
low key, like vetoing doing anything like Halloween related. And then my friend texted me on Monday and was like, hey, I'm going to carve pumpkins tomorrow. Like, do you want to come over and carve pumpkins with me? And I was like, okay. But
yeah,
but I love you, Lex.
We're not par.
And
yeah,
I enjoyed it so much. And I'm so happy that I did it. So yeah, we made really cute pumpkins.
That's
and
really cute.
Yeah, we didn't actually have any candles. So we like all put our phones underneath them. And we shined our phones.
Kind of love
that. Yeah. So it was really cute. I posted it on my Instagram story if you want my Instagram story.
I haven't been on Instagram in like 3 days. So.
But anyways, low key, also side note again, the Instagram post wasn't really about pumpkin carving, which it should have been. But it more was about Zach Bryan. Have you been keeping up with the Zach Bryan drums?
No. What's going on?
It's not exciting and I can't really, I don't know. I can't really fill it in. It doesn't sound that crazy if you're not like very invested in like him and Brianna Chicken Fries like relationship. But anyways, basically he broke up with Brianna and they've been together for like a year and a half, maybe 2 years or something. He broke up with Brianna, like on Monday maybe. Maybe they've been broken up. I don't know. But he announced it publicly on Instagram on Monday or Tuesday. And she was like, posted a video. She was like, I'm totally shocked. Like, he didn't tell me he was going to do that. Like, so the whole world essentially knew that they were broken up. Not before she did. I'm sure she knew something was happening, you know, but she wasn't ready to like tell the world yet because they've been very public. Like, she's a public figure. He's a public figure. Anyways, Not important. Then he was on Raya, which is like the celebrity dating app. You have to be like verified to be on there. He was on Raya like the same day and that people saw him on there. And so, yeah, he's just a toxic little human. And like the, yeah, when him and Brianna got together, he had a girlfriend and he broke up with her, very shady as well. And then before that girl, he was married and she was in the military and he divorced her while she was like overseas for the second girlfriend. Anyways, it's just like a very long, toxic, like, ew, like we low key hate Zach Bryan now, which is so funny because I have tickets to see him next month. So that's unfortunate. Anyways, yeah, if you care about it, I'm sure you could find a video on it. So many people have so many different, like, you know, situations and explanations for a lot of different things. I just am like very involved because she's huge on TikTok. Like she has a podcast. She's really big on TikTok. And so I like watched her videos for a long time. So I got to see it from his point of view and from her point of view, their whole relationship, you know? And so now I'm seeing both sides and then all the people that are like involved in it. So anyways, I don't think a lot of people follow that closely. So I don't think anyone understood my Instagram story, but whatever. It's fine. The ones who know, know. So yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is insane to me. I did not know any of this. So I'm trying to find your Instagram story, but it's not popping up.
Oh, yeah. It probably expired already because we did it on Tuesday night. Yeah. Sorry.
Bummer. I missed it. Okay. Well, next time.
I'll send you the picture.
Now I got to go.
You have to guess which one's mine.
Picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, okay. So out of all of the candies, which one was your fave that you tried?
Okay, so I tried the Kit Kat, I tried the Almond Joy, I tried the Reese's, the original Reese's. I haven't put that turd in my mouth, the pumpkin one. and I didn't put the Milk Dud in my mouth. I think the Kit Kat, actually the original Reese's is definitely my favorite. It's just like the one that I left for the last because I wanted to savor it the longest. Mm. So yeah, that's my favorite for sure. What about you?
My favorite, okay, most surprising, I will give to the Almond Joy for sure, because I was like low-key, really? Like this one's gonna be gross, and it was great. And wait, the one I like the most, probably I like the Hershey's also second, which is very confusing too, but like I low-key love the Life Zero gummies. They're so good because like Starburst, really? We knew were gonna be good. I love gummy though.
Yeah, Starbursts were probably my favorite out of the chewy bag, the chewy not so chewy bag. And I don't, maybe I'm just not a Lifesavers person. Like my grandmother used to have them a lot in her house. The old like crunchy ones.
What are the things called that you like? What are those like huge, basically hockey pucks?
Sweet tarts. Hockey pucks.
Chew.
Yeah. The giant sweet tarts are the best.
Those ones are good because they're chewy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm also a fan of the original sweet tart, which is like kind of chalky. That's one of my favorite candies.
Dang it. That's what I was looking for. Not Lifesavers. Okay.
Yeah. No, you're good.
My bad. I messed this whole thing up.
No, not at all. This is kind of fun though. Just like put, cause this is what's available this Halloween. Like I want to be on my soapbox and just like disappointed with the Halloween choices, because even in my store, and we had a whole freaking wall of Halloween candy, it was not easy to find something that was like a mixture of things. Mm-hmm. You know, it was very chocolate versus sour.
Wait, and hold on.
All the sour things.
This is going to be our grievance. Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of moving into grievance.
Okay, maybe yeah. This is our grievance, everyone, because I have a lot to say on this too. Okay, continue, Kay. Sorry.
I just like think that there's either some kind of conspiracy theory out there that like explains why they don't put decent Halloween candy bags together, like options,
mm-hmm.
and not make them $35,000, because you're right, like when you buy the M&M one with all the various M&Ms, it's like $40, like mm-hmm. a 60 or 70, not even, it's like a 30 piece thing of candy, like I don't know.
Yeah, it's
so
rough.
Go ahead, you go, because that's my grievance.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it was just like Halloween candy in general, because like it's all kind of garbage, but like you feel bad low-key not getting it, you know what I mean? And then it's also so hard to see it like go like 50% off, like completely discounted, like the day after Halloween. It's such a scam. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like you could charge this amount the entire time and it would be fine, but whatever. It just pisses me off. But yeah, on that note, I was telling Kaif before we started recording, it was like, yeah, I wanted one with M&Ms, but then it was like, it had three kinds of M&Ms and then only two other chocolates in there or whatever. And I was like, that's stupid. I just want like one, I want a variety. I want an M&M. I want a candy bar. I want, you know, like one chewy thing. I want whatever. It's just like stupid. You can only get like these weird packs where like our pack has two Reese's in it, like a pumpkin Reese's and a regular Reese's, which is stupid. Why can't they just have one of the Reese's and then have a different candy in there? Like, it's just obnoxious. Anyways, they do it like, on purpose for sure.
Aren't there only three or four candy companies out there at this point, right? Like, it's owned by Mars or the Hershey Company.
I think Mars is Hershey now, too.
Yeah, that would not surprise me.
And aren't they all owned by Coke, basically, I think?
That's kind of what I would anticipate if I were to go down that rabbit hole. So it just pisses me off that this is sloppy work and we deserve better, human race. Okay? Just saying.
Oh, this bag does say Hershey's on it. I wonder what this bag says. Sorry, now I'm, like, low-key invested. I want to know.
Right?
This one says,
if we had an investigative journalistic tendency, we could go down this rabbit hole, but we don't. So we're going to move on to gratitude. I'm sure I could like talk a little bit about a gratitude, but did you come prepared with one?
No, I didn't either. I'm just grateful that I have a long weekend this weekend. This week was pretty rough for work as well. I am getting into my super busy, my busy. And so it's just like, and then I'm just moving in between there and buying a house. So yeah, work was hard this week. So that's both of our grievance. Honestly, we just have a lot of work going on right now. So,
you know, yeah, as much as I'd like to say that, like, oh, things are going to calm down, it's probably not until past the new year. So it's going to be hectic, but I think I'm excited. We're, like, organized, and happy baby Revel is his name.
Yeah.
I low-key love that. That's such a cute name.
Very cute.
And we're going to get through this winter. It's going to be great. I know that things are crazy, and they're not going to get any, you know, easier, but I'm going to be there. I'm so excited to see your house and see Broco and kind of like get into the fall / winter season. Are we ready for winter?
Dude,
oh my God.
It was the high was 40 degrees yesterday and I was freaking out. I was like, no. I just like can't go outside when it's that cold. I hate it. I hate it so much. Like the thing is like 40 degrees in the morning is one thing. 40 degrees as a high for the entire day. No. Like, thankfully, it was, like, 55 today, which feels drastically different than 40 degrees. Like, it's crazy. Like, I was thinking about that on my walk today at lunch. I was like, oh, my God, thank God for 10 degrees, you know? Like, who knew? Who knew it made such a difference? So, anyways, that's my other grievance is winter. Winter is coming for sure. Like,
winter is coming. Holy moly. I know.
Yeah. Yikes. Coming in fast and furious, but.
So, I guess we don't really have, like, a definitive gratitude this week, but, you know. Well, I'm sure we'll have one.
Oh,
in the future.
Oh, wait, well, that was a grievance. My bad. I mean,
right? We went through like three or four grievances at this point.
What did I start my gratitude as? What was I going to say? Buying a house? I don't even know. I just went straight into grievance. I apologize. I forgot I was supposed to be doing a gratitude. Okay, well, that's it for us, guys. I'm sorry.
I guess we're grateful for you, everybody who continues to listen, you know, 2 years into it, baby.
Oh,
get your Halloween candy, get your Halloween costume, and try to enjoy the season because it's not going to be here for very long.
Here we go, baby. We got it.
Here we go.
Happy Halloween, everyone. We
Happy
love
Halloween.
You. We should put in some Halloween music.
That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram @Candidly30. Thanks for being candid with us.